MacPherson opened his curving amber beak, like two bone scimitars parting.
I don't like my breakfast coming up here to meet me. Hie away and hide, river dog. I'll come and hunt for ye.
Thrug swallowed hard and stood his ground.
Majesty, I've not come to arm ye. It's the flowers of Oystor I'm after. They're needed by my friends at Redwall Abbey, where there's a great sickness.
The Eagle King clacked his beak together like steel striking rock.
Aye, so I've heard. Yon MacTallan flew up and told me of this. You're a tasty-looking beastie, Thrug of Redwall. Tell me, pray, why should the MacPherson gie his flowers?
Thrug took a bold step forward and raised his voice.
Because, O King, there's creatures going to die if they don't get the medicine made from your ice tower flowers. You wouldn't want the deaths of honest Redwall is on your mind now, would your majesty?
A fierce smile hovered about the wild king's eyes.
I care no a whit for beasties that don't live in my mountains. He wouldn't have bothered my mind a wee bit. Tell me this, Thrug of Redwall. What would you do if I refused to give you my flowers? Answer true now, river dog.
Thrug took off the haversack, placing it carefully to one side, setting his paws apart. He stared the eagle coolly in the eye.
Then, if you'll forgive me for saying, Majesty, I'd fight you for them. The lives of my mateys at the Abbey means a lot to me, sir.
The golden eagle's raucous laughter set the mountain peaks ringing. He flew up, knocking Thrug flat with a backdrop from his wings, circling and sawing in and out of the drifting mists. MacPherson's ear-splitting screeches of merriment echoed and re-echoed until the very air was full of the sound. As suddenly as he had started, the Wild King stopped. He landed back on the snow in front of Thrug and cocked his head, one glittering eye staring at his challenger.
Oh, well, I've heard everything. Now you'd fight me. Jings, you're a braw beastie, right? I'll say that for you, Thrug of Redwall. Mind, you're the only living creature here to stand there and say that to the wild MacPherson. Your friends must mean a great deal to you, you bonny river dog. Fight me. It'd make me grieve sad to eat you.
At that, Baby Dumble clambered from the haversack and began attacking the golden eagle's leg, or at least one talon of it.
You leave Mr. Thug alone, you big bully! Dumble fight you!
One of the formidable talons looped through the infant dormouse's smock, and he was swung aloft, close to the golden eagle's huge eye.
Nay, my crags, what have we here? I'm scared and frightened for my life! You wouldn't kill me, would you, Mousie?
Dumble swung a chubby paw at the Eagle King.
Dumble, knock you beak off if you hurt Mr. Thug.
MacPherson plopped him neatly back into Thrug's outstretched paws, astonishment written on his savage features.
Och, I dinna ken what they feed you on at Redwall, but it must be good to produce such braw beasties. I'm thinking I best gie the ice tor flowers afore I'm slain by the bear of ye.
The great golden eagle spread his pinions, beating wildly as snow flew up all around, laughing and screeching in high good humour at his own joke. On the snowy crag below them, the Laird MacTallan pressed a wing hard over his heart to stop its racing beat and sat down flat, glad to be off his trembling legs. The High King's strange mood had favoured Thrug and Dumble. Instead of MacPherson's wrath, they were receiving the ice-tor flowers. It was a huge relief for the Falcon Chieftain.